Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. Today we're going to be talking about expectations with dating. I came across a meme last night and it was really funny. It made me laugh, but it could be offensive to some people, so I don't care. I'm going to share it anyway. It's a picture and on top there's two guys, but they're wearing the mask of women and they're talking to each other. And the first woman says, first guy, that looks like a woman, says, with the mask of a woman says, I want a guy who is 6 feet tall and has a 6-inch pee-pee, basically. And then the other woman, guy in a mask, looks like a woman, says, I want a guy that makes six figures and has is 6 feet tall. And then at the bottom, it's two guys talking to each other, the same guys that are wearing the mask, and they say, I want a woman. And the guy says, dude, you're asking for too much. It made me laugh because it's stupid, but there is some truth to it, because I recently also came across a TikTok video, maybe it was a YouTube short, I don't remember, but it was, this guy was going around the city and asking women, what do you want in your dream man? And they were always saying that, like, they want a guy who's 6 feet tall, makes six figures, is healthy and fit. And he was like, okay, so he's obviously not married. He's what age range, you know, the age range, which she, her age, so she's 25, you know, 30. 37 to 26, you know, and he wanted him to not be overweight, so he needs to be healthy, and he needs to make six figures, and they were saying it was like less than 10% of the population, and so she was, you know, their girls are always like, oh, okay, you know, so they're trying to say that what us women want is unrealistic, but the thing is that we really can have it all, and maybe we're willing to compromise on things, like maybe he's, 5'9" or something instead of being actual 6 foot tall. But I believe that these type of videos are by guys trying to, with little man syndrome, because they're like, oh, I'm not that. And normally the people out there like interviewing are like overweight and like wearing a t-shirt and flip-flops kind of thing. So they aren't really putting their own best foot forward. But I wanted to kind of share with you a few things you can do. So when you come across this man that meets all your expectations, you are prepared for it and you are worthy of it yourself. Because I feel like there's this like issue of like, we need to be humble and we need to be realistic, but you can have it all if you're the type of partner that person wants. It's kind of like my mom is always complaining like, oh, I don't want to date a guy with a beer gut. And I'm like, okay, so if you want to date with someone that's healthy and goes to the gym and values their health, you need to start valuing your health too, because if they date you and they see you eating like Dairy Queen Sundays 3 days a week and all of this junk food in your fridge and drinking Diet Coke like it's water, they're not going to want to be with someone like that. And so you start becoming the person that they want to be with. And is attracted to and can like vibrate on your level on the same frequency. So here are five things that can help you to be prepared or even help you manifest and attract that guy into your life. So number one is you have to be working on your inner child healing. This is something I feel like should be standard in all schools, but they don't teach it. They don't talk about it. But a wounded inner child can be the thing that sabotages the relationship that you want, because the person that is what you want is going to trigger all of the things inside you that you need to heal. And so if you're not working on that or even aware of it, you're going to sabotage the relationship with this guy that meets all your qualifications. Number two, you need to be working on your health, because these high value guys that have six pack, that are healthy, that are successful, they're going to value health as well, because health and success really do go hand in hand. I don't care what you say. It really does. You can't be healthy and be chasing all your dreams. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable. You're not going to want to be with a guy that's unhealthy and successful, because he's going to feel like crap all the time and be grumpy despite the money he has. And number three, know your worth. Because if you don't have the confidence and know your worth and know who you are and feel good about who you are, you're going to get in the relationship with that successful, handsome, fit guy, and you're going to feel low about yourself and you're going to sabotage it. And successful guys are attracted to women with confidence. They love that shit. All right, number four, focus on yourself. because if you meet that guy and you all of a sudden drop all your life and you obsess about him, he's going to be so turned off by that because that is very toxic in itself. So focus on your things. Focus on, you know, your hobbies. Focus on your health. Focus on your business. Focus on all the things that make you you, and thrive in that. And you might even find that you meet him by focusing on yourself, because he's going to be in the social circles, and it's easier to date someone that you meet in person in something that you're doing rather than trying to meet on an app. Apps are fine. Apps are fine. I met plenty of people on apps, but it's harder to make a relationship because your natural day-to-day doesn't really involve them and your social circles don't really involve them. So focus on yourself. You might be surprised. Okay, and then number five, surround yourself with high-value people. Because if you're around high-value people, those high-value people might know another high-value person or a single available guy. Right? Yeah, so focus on yourself and surround yourself with high-value people, because that's high-value people attract other high-value people. Like, people who've been working on themselves can't deal, don't want, we can deal with it, we can deal with it, but we don't want to be spending a ton of time with people that aren't working on themselves as well. So it's kind of a little cheat code there. Anyway, I hope that helps. I'm off to, I've got like 5 minutes before I've got to start day four of the Let the Masculine Lead Challenge. It's been amazing. This is the first time I've done it, so we did it for free, and next time I'm charging for it. So you can join in October. I think it'll be, it's gonna be under $30, the workshop itself, but it's been amazing, so valuable. I've gotten a ton of great feedback on it. So if you want to join that, I'll be announcing it next month when I get back from Florida. And yeah, have a good rest of your day. I gotta go teach, so bye now. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.